So we both, me and Hubert from Germany, from SIL Bad Kreuznach, short description, what about SIL Germany does, you find in this map Nicoletta hand out. So we told to give you a short statistical overview about how it in Germany works, how the situation is. In specific, to like to introduce some statistical data about how many state agencies at national level we have, then personnel of public employees, and then some statistic about the labor market, and then at last formal level of the qualification in Germany for disabled and from not disabled persons. So we have about 10,200 public employees in Germany. We have 14 federal ministries. I think I don't have to say to the ministries, just go ahead. So each of these ministries has several state agencies of secondary level. Each Bundesland in Germany has up to 10 ministries. And as I said, we have 10,200 state agencies in Germany. It's quite a lot. So the personnel of public employers in Germany in the public sector are employed about 4.5 million persons. The disabled persons rate is about 5.2-5.4% from all these employees in public sector. Next one. In the public sector, the most employees are full-time employees, and 71% are full-time and 29% are part-time employees. So to the labor market in Germany, the population, we have 82,400,000 persons, inhabitants in Germany, and disabled persons are 8%, that's 6.6 million persons, male 52% and female 48%. Persons in employment in Germany employed are about 39 million persons, disabled persons in employment, that's about 880,000 persons. And 260,000 persons, that's about one-third of the 8,080 are in public sector employed. The employment rate is 68.8%, and the rate of disabled persons is 32%. The unemployment rate in Germany is 11%. Disabled persons who are unemployed is 16%.
Is that 16% of the overall?
60% from 6 million disabled persons. So, the status in occupation. The blue ones are disabled persons, and the purple ones are not disabled persons. So the statistic says self-employed are 8% of disabled persons, and 11% from not disabled persons. The most of the disabled persons are salaried employees. So, the formal level of qualification, the blue ones are disabled persons. The most of the disabled persons have a lower education level. Hauptschule, that means an education that lasts 8 years. Realschule, that's a degree 10 years. And 8% of the disabled persons have up to have 12 years education. Without education, there are 5% disabled persons and 3% of not disabled. I think it's quite the same dates, data as in Sweden. You said that the most disabled persons have a lower education.
Yeah, but I think they are more in the secondary school. There more than 8 years.
Okay.
But I think that depends.
Okay. Next one, please. So, here. The most of the disabled persons, the blue ones, have a vocational degree, and just 4% of the disabled persons have a university degree, and without degree are 26%. It's quite the same percent as not disabled people. So that's a short overview about the statistics in Germany.